From KETR News, this is The Morning Bell, a discussion of all things education in Northeast Texas. On today's episode, we conclude our series on taser use in schools by hearing from you about your opinions on the matter or any other concerns you may have. I'm Daniel Starks. It's The Morning Bell, and class is starting. To catch you up, a few weeks ago, the ACLU of Texas, along with other organizations, asked the Texas Education Agency and Governor Rick Perry to ban the use of tasers in schools. This comes after a student at Cedar Creek High School fell into a coma and suffered permanent brain injury after a Bastrop County deputy tased him during an altercation, causing him to fall and hit his head on the concrete below him. Matt Simpson, policy strategist for the ACLU of Texas, says that they have been always working to get the use of force in schools taken out.
As everyone knows that lives in Texas, and has, especially if you have children in school, most, if not all, schools in Texas have a law enforcement officer stationed in or near them. And we've done that to keep schools safe, you know, from intruders from the outside. But we haven't really done the work to ensure that officers are appropriately trained, that they're using the tools of law enforcement appropriately when it comes to dealing with students, et cetera. And so one of the obvious issues with placing law enforcement in schools is that they can take the way that you would use of force from the street and apply it in a school.
That's from the opposing side, but what about from law enforcement itself? I talked with Commerce ISD Chief of Police Joe Venable to get his take, and he says he's for tasers.
The reason that I am pro-taser and plan to acquire one is in the instance where a certain student, any student, that is having a difficult time, makes a bad decision, and puts me in a position where by the law I would be justified in using deadly force. In any situation where you can get a situation under control by using less than deadly force, obviously it's what we want to do.
So what about you? What did you have to say about all of this? We put out an all call for you to send in your comments, and you did. Kelly from Greenville says this: when he put the words children and deadly force in the same sentence, my hair stood on end. This is insane. Tasers are deadly force. Perfectly healthy grown men have died after being tased. We might as well start the countdown to a tragedy. I repeat, this is insane. Brock from Commerce has a different view on the matter. He says tasers have to do with law, similar to handcuffs or a handgun. Tasers are not for those students abiding by the law. It'll only be for those times of need. Just because someone might have messed up and not used one correctly does not mean the whole school system has to be less prepared for when one may be necessary. He continues to say that schools should not have to be less prepared for violence by having an officer on board without what he needs, has been taught to use, and when to use it. Tasers are not for the law abiders, but the lawless. And that would be when the officer would know when he would have to use one. Wendy from Commerce agrees that tasers are better than guns, but that officers need to be properly trained. She says school resource officers, as Chief Venable states, typically responds to a disturbance with a verbal de-escalation first, but that's not always effective. In those instances, school resource officers need an option to stop the disturbance without use of deadly force. School resource officers are typically very skilled in relationship building and verbal skills to help control violent situations, and I think it most likely that they would use a taser if they only felt there was an urgent threat that could not be controlled by interacting with the assailants. It's a terrible consequence that the student suffered, but against other options, it is the better outcome. That's your voice on The Morning Bell, and we love to hear it. If you have any comments or concerns, email me, daniel@ketr.org, and I'll respond right away. There's the bell, so that means we're out of time. For your station, KETR, I'm Daniel Starks.